From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe Districts Radio Club Incorporated. This week, here are the details of the December-January activities for the club. The club, in fact, will be fully operational throughout the Christmas New Year period, with the exception of the Wednesday morning group on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Roger, VK4ZLQ Club Secretary, suggests that if you plan to come to the clubhouse on either of those 2 days, please call in before you leave home to see if anyone is actually there. Now, next Monday night's meeting is a normal meeting night. It is on that night that John, VK4BZ, will be christening the new club barbecue. Last Wednesday, Jeff, VK4FNRS, along with a stoic group of constructors led by John, VK4WX, followed strange instructions, supposedly in English, to put the barbecue together. At the end of the process, with only a small plate and several screws left over, the team finally worked out the plate was there to support the gas bottle. However, with a few choice words and the final affixing of the plate to the barbecue, all was completed. Thanks everyone for a fine job of construction. Roger, VK4ZLQ, also wishes to advise members that the experiment of opening the clubhouse on Saturday mornings was not successful and will be discontinued. Many thanks must go to Charles, VK4BTC, and Roger for putting aside their Saturday mornings for the period of the experiment. Also, one person that should be praised is Cheryl, partner of David, VK4ICE, who spent last Wednesday morning putting a woman's touch to the kitchen and toilet in the clubhouse. A great job, Cheryl, and thank you very much. Now, John, VK4YJV, is back in the Sunshine State after a short holiday in Victoria. Doug, VK4AMC, was able to survive the big Brisbane storm with no real damage, either to his house or car, and is extremely thankful. Charlie, VK4YZ, was not as fortunate, however, with water damage at his QTH after power failed when some large trees took out the power lines. The club hopes all those who suffered damage during the storm were able to return to normality as soon as possible, and the hope that there's not another storm like this for many years to come. Well, that's it for now. 7-3 from Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox and the Redcliffe Club. Catch you next time.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. First off, an apology for missing the deadline last week. Did you notice? Anyway, this is an item I've been mulling over for some time. Just how do we deal with the needs of people in our amateur radio lives? There are the milestone events of birth, death and marriage and many along the path. There are the in-your-face things that disrupt life for a while or lifelong. For the people directly involved, these intrusions into what some may call normality can be all-consuming or accepted with varying emotions flooding their perception. These same people are also our friends, colleagues and fellow amateurs. When people are living through personal struggles, they're sometimes more emotionally erratic and their participation in events can be difficult if there is not the sensitivity in regard to ask the questions needed. Even more than the cursory, g'day, how are you, there's the need to listen and understand. Quite often the most important thing is for people to be recognised as themselves. The illness, the disability, the recovery processes are things that come with us just like the colour of our eyes, but are not the person. Listening and taking on board what another person says is the basis of complete communication and good relations. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.